Dreamscape presents End of the Gun by H.A. DeRosso. Narrated by Adam J. Ruff. Chapter 1. In the pines, Britton waited patiently, peering steadily at the band of mustangs drinking at the spring below. The stallion was a coyote dun with a black mane and tail, and he kept moving about restlessly and warily, head flung up as he sniffed the air. Britton, however, was downwind, and he knew the stallion would never catch his scent. The mares and colts drank thirstily, and Britton made no move to interrupt them, for horses could not run at full speed when logged down with water. The coyote dun would duck his head now and then for a few gulps. Then he would fling it up, ears cocked, snorting softly as he scanned the country for peril to his band. Under Britton, the blaze-faced black shifted slightly, and Britton moved effortlessly with it, so that saddle leather would not creak. He kept half a glance in the black's muzzle, prepared to stifle any attempt the horse might make to whinny. The black flicked its tail occasionally, as though impatient to be off, but Britton held it in with a firm though gentle pull on the lines. Despite his outward passiveness, Britton was aware of the quickened beating of his heart and of the surge of excitement in his blood. Perhaps this was the beginning of it, he thought, the beginning of everything he had dreamed of and yearned for those lonely, remorseful years. He shifted his glance once to the country ahead, thinking, as he did so, of Kyle Reeve and Eddie Lane at their posts. A moment of misgiving descended on Britton as he dwelt on Reeve. Then, irritably, he shrugged the sensation from him and went on studying the land. Beyond the spring, the land funneled into a winding draw. This was lonesome country here.